the lesson on getting on one accord. But as we were observing the seekers this week, you know, especially when you're down there waiting or you're tarrying for the Holy Ghost, you really have to have a clear understanding of really what it is that you're striving to do as an individual. You know the Lord want to come in, but what do you have to do as an individual? And we're going to look at Psalms chapter number 30, a couple of verses there, 30. And in your bulletin, I have verses number 8, I believe, and 10. And that's going to be our focus for this morning. Letting your soul say yes to Jesus. Letting your soul, this is a personal position. My soul says yes to Jesus. My soul, all right? All right, Psalms 30 and 8 says, I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made my supplication. And verse number 10 says, hear me, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Now, from the text, when you are thinking about my soul says yes to Jesus, you really are embodying what the psalm writer is saying in verse number 8 and verse number 10. Verse number 8 and 10, you notice that the writer uses certain words to express what he is doing. He says in verse number 8, he says, I cry to thee. Now, there are many people that we can cry to, but you see here, he says he focuses on crying to the Lord. And then he says he made his supplication to who? To the Lord. A supplication is a deep, utter cry, like begging or beseeching. And then in verse number 10, he's letting the Lord know that he does not want his cry to fall on deaf ears. That's why he says, what? Hear me. Hear, O Lord. And have what? Mercy. Realizing the Lord doesn't owe him anything. Jesus doesn't owe us salvation. He gives it to us based upon him being what? Merciful. He's being merciful to us. Then in the latter part of verse number 10, he realizes that it is not because of his effort. We are not saved because of our effort. We are saved because Jesus is helping us. He's identifying that the source of his help, the source of what he is depending on, is the Lord Jesus. Now, when you have it in your Living Bible there, I believe in your bulletins, verse number 8, what does that say in the Living Bible?
I cry to you, O Lord.
Yes.
Oh, how I fled.
Right. So, in other words, it's not something that a person can do just one time. It's not a one-off. You've got to keep on crying until you get what you're looking for from Jesus. That's truth. You get up in the morning, you should be crying. All during the daytime, you should be crying out to the Lord. You should be letting the Lord know, Jesus, I need you. Right?
Yes.
I cried out. I cried unto the Lord. And what does it say there?
It said, I cried to you, O Lord.
Yes.
Oh, how I fled.
Yes. I'm begging you. I'm begging you and I'm pleading with you. And you say, what are you begging and pleading him for? I'm not begging him and pleading him for stuff. I'm begging him and pleading him with him to save me. Save my soul. Save my soul. The real me. The real me is not what you see in this earthen body. The real me is the part that is in this earthen body. And that is the what? The soul. I believe you, Jesus, when you say that my soul is going to spend eternity somewhere. And I'm begging you, I'm pleading with you, I'm crying out to you, Jesus, please, Jesus, save me. Jesus, save me so that I can spend eternity, what, with you. Verse number 10, Living Bible.
Hear me,
Lord. Hear me, Jesus. That's truth. You cry in the morning and he didn't answer. You should be crying out. Hear me, Jesus. Hear me, Jesus. My soul is crying out to you. Hear me, Jesus. Hear me. Keep going. Yeah, that's what you say when you're asking the Lord for mercy. You're asking the Lord to have pity on you. You realize how much and how long you have rejected him. That's the truth. You look back over your life and you see how long, however long you're living. All that time that you're not saved, you have been rejecting Jesus. And you need to ask the Lord to have pity on me. Be honest with the Lord. Say, Jesus, I am in this state of this condition this long because I have rejected you. And I need you to have pity and have mercy on me. Right? Look beyond the fault of my rejection. Look beyond the ignorance of my rejection and have what? Mercy on me. Have pity on me. Right? Keep going. That was all of verse 10. Yeah, and do what, Lord? Do what? Help me. Because I cannot help myself. When you get to that point, you got to get to the point where you realize you cannot do this by yourself. You need Jesus to help you. That's the truth. Just like you need the Lord to give you the breath that you have in your body, you also need the Lord to deliver your soul. Just as real as your breath is, it's just as real as his delivering power. Lord can deliver you from sin's habit, sin's dominion. In other words, sin's rule in your life. The consequences and the penalty of sin. The only one that can deliver you from that is Jesus. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall do what? Save his people from... Jesus is the only one that can deliver you from sin. No one else can do that for you but Jesus. You got to believe that. You got to know that that's a fact. Most people will say, well, no. You need to help yourself. Well, this is an area of your life you can't help yourself with. The only one that can deliver you from sin is Jesus. And the only way you can get that sin is that you've got to have the Lord to hear your cry. You got to ask the Lord you got to talk in such a way that Jesus sees that you are serious about being saved from sin. And you got to realize that if he doesn't answer you in the morning when you call, you got to keep on calling on him until the Lord gives you an answer. That's the truth. That's when your soul really wants to be saved. That's when your soul really is saying yes to the Lord. You're not accepting anyone else. You're not accepting any substitute. You're saying, Jesus, you are the one that I want. You are the one that I desire, right? All right, come on. Give me a couple of them other scriptures there in Psalms 34 and 6. What does that say? That's truth. Poor. When you look at that, when the writer's using that word, poor man, that denotes desperation. That denotes that this person has positioned his mind in such a way that he realized he is in a need. He is in a state of need. You and I are in a state of need. When we are in sin, we are in a state of need. Huh? That's the truth. Money is not going to satisfy that need. Houses, land, stuff is not going to satisfy that need. Relationship is not going to satisfy that need. Only one that can satisfy that need is Jesus. And when that person realizes it's only Jesus that can do it, he positions himself as a poor and a needy person. And when he's poor and needy, he cries for help. You've got examples of this all around you all the time. When you go down the street and you see someone with a sign, they're trying to let you know they need help. But then you got other folk, the real, the genuine. The genuine people don't ask for nothing. Huh? They're out there and you know that they need help. How do you know they need help? Because they're sleeping in the street. They're sleeping in the street and they're digging in trash cans. Here you are, won't even finish your cheeseburger. And you throw that cheeseburger in the trash. You don't understand that somebody that's poor, that satisfies the need of hunger. Huh? The Lord is looking for you and I to be hungry for him just like that. Huh? This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, right? That's the truth. You got to go in search for Jesus. And I mean really go in search for Jesus. Not as though he's somewhere you can't find him. I'm talking about searching your soul. Searching the inner man, the inner you, the real you. How bad and how important is it to you to be saved? How serious are you about getting your soul ready to go back with Jesus? It cannot be lip service. It can't be based upon the conditions of your life. It can't be based upon your circumstances. When you realize you're poor, you realize you're not out of that state until somebody helps you. That's the truth. You're not out of the state of being poor. When your soul is trying to be saved, you don't leave that state of being poor until Jesus saves you. I don't care how many blessings come into your life. I don't care how happy the day may seem. You're letting the Lord know, Jesus, this is not enough. I need my soul saved. Why? Because I'm poor. The poor man cries and the Lord will do what? He will hear him, right? He will hear him and not just hear him. He'll do what? He'll save him. Huh? He will save him from that. What trouble are you in? Say, Elder Scott, I ain't in no trouble. Ain't nobody bothering me no more. I got a good alarm system. I'm everybody's friend. You're in trouble because you're in sin. Huh? Don't you realize the wage of sin is death? Don't you realize that you still got sin charged to you? You're on the path of death? Huh? What is death? That means you're separated from life. You came into this world separated from life. The devil wants you to stay separated from life. Jesus is the life giver. He said, I'm the resurrection and I'm the life. Satan don't want you to have Jesus, right? He don't want you to have no Jesus. You're fearing death in your body when you should be fearing death in your soul. Huh? Don't you fear the one that can destroy your body? Fear the one that can destroy both body and soul. Jesus said, all souls are mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die, right? It's going to be separated from me. And you got to say, Lord, I don't want to be separated from you. Huh? Come on, saints. You don't want to be separated from Jesus. If you're separated from Jesus, who else are you going to turn to? Huh? Who else do you have to rely on? Mother and father will leave you. Children will leave you. You will be there all by yourself in eternity, right? You got to realize that fact. You will be by yourself in eternity, right? That's the truth. Nobody goes into the grave with anyone else. Say, well, this family died together, but at death, they're separated. Huh? Isn't that something? They may be riding in the car together, but then when they die, they're separated. Huh? But the mother was holding the child's hand at death. They're separated. Huh? Mom is no longer holding that child's hand at death. When they cross over, they got to come before the righteous judge. Huh? You got to stand there all by yourself. John said, I was naked before him, right? Huh? You're going to stand before Jesus all by yourself. And you're going to have to give an answer and give an account for the things you've done in this body. Huh? You realize your sin is going to be sealed up in the bag. And you don't want the righteous judge to empty out your bag in front of him. And every time a thought comes across your mind that Jesus will put right there. Huh? Every lie you told. Huh? Every time you cheated Jesus. Every time you've come up short. Huh? Don't you realize yesterday was a blessing? But yesterday was also a reminder to you that something you did caused you to come up short. Huh? That's why the Lord says, in your righteousness, none of us can be saved. All of us are filthy rags. There is none righteous, no, not one. We all come up short, right? But it's because of the blood of Jesus. You want the Lord, when he sees you in eternity, to see your soul has been washed in his blood, right? I want the Lord, when he sees me, to see my soul has been covered by his blood. My soul has been stamped by the blood of Jesus. Don't you know when you get the Holy Ghost, you get stamped by the blood of Jesus. One writer said it's a seal. Huh? You don't want that seal to be broken. Huh? That seal means that you're bonded to Jesus. I don't want that seal to get broken. Huh? Every now and then it gets loose. But that's why I go back to the altar and ask the Lord Jesus, seal me up. Huh? Seal me up, Jesus, so that I can be ready when you come back, right? Sin tries to loose that seal. Sin tries to get you to release your hold on the giver of life. Huh? That's the truth. You don't want to let Jesus go. You better be like Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? If I let you go, Jesus, where am I going to go at? Huh? Give me the next set of scriptures.
It says over here.
Yes.
77:1-2.
Yes.
When it got cried unto God with yes. my
voice. Huh? Use the tool that the Lord gave you. Uh-huh. What tool did he give you? He gave you your voice. Uh-huh. Don't let your voice get silent. Right. Don't let your voice get, you don't let other things rob you from what you need from Jesus. Huh? That's the truth. That was a beautiful testimony you gave, sister, when you talked about how the pain was trying to control you. Huh? But what did you do? You said, I called Jesus. See, pain is trying to make you forget who your Savior is, who your Deliverer is. Huh? Come on, that's the truth. I don't care what's going on in your life. Don't you forget who your Deliverer is. Don't you forget where the power come at. The power is in the name of Jesus. The power ain't in your moaning. The power ain't in your groaning. The power is not in your murmuring and complaining. The power is not in you explaining the situation of your life. The power is in the name. Huh? Come on, saints. Use your voice and cry out Jesus, right? Is that what Psalm 77 say?
I cried out to the Lord
with my voice. Uh-huh. What will the Lord do to you? He'll listen to you. The soul that want to be saved, you want the Lord to listen to you. Huh? I ain't calling to Jesus. I ain't calling Jesus just to be calling him. I want the Lord to save me. I want the Lord to deliver me. I want the Lord to deliver the real me. I want this deliverance not just of my body, but I want the deliverance of my soul. Huh? Don't you realize your body's going back to the dirt? Jesus done gave that judgment on your body. He said, from dust thou art, and dust you shall return. But the real you that knows, the real you that understands, the real you that feels, huh? The heart of your desire is the real you. That is your soul. Bishop used to always tell us that you pinch your skin. It is not your body that feels it, but it is your soul. How do you know that? Go pinch a dead person, huh? And they will not respond. Why? Because that soul has left that body, huh? But as long as your soul is in that body, you ought to use that body to cry out to Jesus and say, Jesus, save me, right? Save me. Save me, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. Wake up in the morning. Save me, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. Putting your clothes on. Save me, Jesus. Getting in the shower. Save me, Jesus. Huh? Eating your food. Save me, Jesus. Walking down the street. Save me, Jesus. Huh? So, Elder Scudder, how long should I be crying? Till he answers you. Huh? Till he answers you. Till you know the Lord hears you. How do you know the Lord hears you? Because he answers by fire, right? Lord will answer you by fire. Huh? He will put a fire inside of your soul. Huh? He will loose that tongue that has been bound by sin. He will loose that tongue and allow that tongue to bless the name of Jesus. Bless him out in a new language. A language you've never heard before. A language that was never taught to you. It is a divine language. It is a conversation between you and the Lord Jesus. That's why I love to hear the saints speak in tongues as Jesus gives the utterance. They're not speaking for you to hear them. They're speaking because their soul is expressing praise, honor, and glory to Jesus, the one that delivered them, right? It's a divine language. Jesus looses that tongue. He sets that tongue on fire.
Huh? Oh yeah, he sets that tongue on fire. That tongue just begins to praise and magnify Jesus. Then that tongue, the feeling of the tongue moves across the whole body. Huh? Gets all in the hands. Gets all in the feet. Gets all in your mind. See, that's why you don't want to accept no counterfeit Holy Ghost. You want the real Holy Ghost. You want Jesus for real inside of you. You want to know it's Jesus when nobody else is around you. You still want the Lord to quicken your mortal body. When no one else is near you, you still want a hallelujah to come out of your soul. You want to thank you, Jesus, to come out of your soul. You want to be able to cry when you think about the goodness of Jesus. And you're not caring about anybody else around you. You just want to let the Lord, my soul, rejoice. My soul thanks you, Lord Jesus. That's the truth. That's the truth. Is that the rest of the Psalms?
And it says, in the day of my trouble.
Isn't that the truth? What trouble? What trouble? Not your sickness. Huh? Not your financial burdens. What day of what trouble? The day that I realize I'm in sin. Huh? Devil don't want you to realize that. Devil tries to keep that hidden from you. He don't want you to think that you're in sin. Huh? No, I can't be in sin. Because I'm in the church. I can't be in sin. Huh? Because I dress a certain kind of way. I can't be in sin. Because I'm singing about Jesus. I'm reading about the goodness of Jesus. But the devil knows sin affects your soul. Huh? The real you is infected by sin. And the only one that can get sin out of you, only one that can cut sin from your soul, only one that can remove sin from the soul is Jesus, right? That's why that devil don't want you to call Jesus. Huh? Do everything else, but just don't call Jesus. Huh? Oh yeah, do everything else, but just don't you call Jesus. Huh? Come on. But when you want to be saved, you can't keep that name off your lips. Everywhere you turn, it's just Jesus. Huh? Every breath is Jesus. You breathe in, say Jesus. You breathe out, say Jesus. Why? Because you say, Jesus, I want sin off of me. I don't want sin to affect me any longer. I want you to deliver me. One writer said to help me. Huh? Help me with an area of life I cannot help myself with. Sin is an area of life you can't help yourself with. Only one that can deliver you from it is Jesus, right? That's the truth. Churches are full of people today. Many people dressed up just like you did. Gone out singing. Huh? Just like you did. Huh? Churches will be full of people in there. Just listening to the word. Listening to the goodness of Jesus. But the devil does not care about all of that. All he cares about is you dying in your sin. Huh? Devil just wants you to stop breathing one day and you still be in your sin. Because he knows if you stop breathing in your sin, you've got to face sin's price. The wage of sin is death. Huh? Devil just wants you to be eternally separated from Jesus. He knows if you are separated from Jesus, all of those that are separated from the Lord going to wind up in the pit. Huh? That's why hell is enlarging herself. Getting herself. Scripture says she's opening up her mouth without measure. Huh? Say, why is it getting bigger? Because so many people have been deceived. Huh? They're being deceived. They're being lied to. Huh? They know they're not saved. They know the Lord is not in them. Huh? Come on, they're living double lives. And the Lord done told you the double-minded man is not going to get nothing from Jesus. He's like the wicked. The wicked are like the troubled sea whose waters cannot rest. Life casts up nothing but what minder. There is no peace, saith my God to the wicked. Huh? But Jesus says if the wicked will just turn away. Huh? The Lord says he will, if the wicked will just seek his face. Huh? They just turn away from their wicked ways. Lord said, I will have what mercy on him. How can I turn away from the wicked way? You've got to use the saving name. The saving name is Jesus. Every time you get a wicked desire, you've got to cry out to Jesus. You got to say, Jesus, help me, right? Help me. Help me, Jesus. And I mean, keep calling him till the Lord takes that thought away from you, till he removes that habit, till he changes your behavior. You feel anger building up inside of you. You feel bitterness building up inside of you. You can't just stay there. You say, Lord, I need you to deliver me from this. Take this away from me, Jesus. I can't serve you like this. I can't serve you like this. This stuff is separating me from life. Oh, yeah. Many of us have had horrible pasts. Things that have happened horrible to us. But we got to get past that stuff. And the only way you can get past it is through the name of Jesus. The Lord, you have to realize Jesus knows every hurt. He knows every pain. Jesus knows every disappointment. Meaning every time you've been let down by life, Jesus knows it all. And you've got to overcome that hurdle. Only way you can do it is not by your strength, not by your power. You need to lean on the name of Jesus, right? You need to let the Lord know I'm leaning on you, Jesus. You're the only one that can deliver me from this hurt. Tell him, this feeling that I'm having is causing confusion in my mind. This feeling that keeps on surfacing. Every time I try to call on you, this feeling, this negative thought keeps coming up into my mind. And the only one that can deliver you from this body of death is Jesus, right? He causes the light to shine out of the darkness. The darkness of your mind. The darkness of your life. Jesus is the only one that can cause that light. The glorious gospel of Christ to do a shine in your heart, right? Jesus is the only one that can do that, saints. Read a little bit more.
And it says here, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord.
Yeah, what did you do? You got to seek Jesus. You got to be like that woman that lost that coin. She didn't talk about what she had. She focused on what she did not have. Oh, yeah, those that are trying to receive the Holy Ghost, you need to focus on that. You need to let that be top priority. Don't talk about nothing else but that. That is top priority. Don't even focus on the Lord waking you up in the morning. He woke you up for you to get brand new mercy. Focus on getting your soul saved. That should be your main concern. You can't let nobody set a priority for you. They say, oh, you need to do this and that because this is the most important thing right now. You got to say within yourself, no, my soul is more important. Do you believe that? Yes. My soul is more important than my body. Because my body's going back to the dirt. But once I get out of this body, where will my soul be, right? Soul is more important than anything else. That's the truth. That's the truth. Read a little bit. Was that all of it?
It says, my soul ran in the night.
Yes. What is my soul? That's the aching. That's the aching of my soul. That's because my soul has not been satisfied. Is your soul satisfied? It can't be satisfied. You say, oh no, Elder Scott, I'm satisfied. You can't be satisfied. You ain't got no Holy Ghost. You can't be satisfied. You have to let the Lord know you're not content until he saves you. You got to irritate Jesus. You got to bug Jesus. You got to, every time the Lord look from heaven at your life, he's got to see and hear the same thing. He's got to know you are really serious about this one thing. What thing? That my soul be saved, right? It's got to be like a sower. Oh, yeah. Band-Aid can't cover it up. Neosporin can't give you no relief. Tylenol can't subside the pain. This soul can only be healed by Jesus. This soul can only be healed by Jesus. when you ache like that, it'll keep you up in the night. Is that what the writer says? Our soul ran in the night, and it did not stop. Huh? Come on, I'm trying to help you get your soul saved. I'm trying to let you know what it looks like when your soul says yes. Huh? When your soul says yes, you stay up all night long. Walk in the flow. Tell the Lord, I can't sleep. Lord, if I shut my eyes and I'm lost. Huh? Come on, if you find it so easy to go to sleep, you say, oh, I slept real good. What about your soul, honey? Huh? I had a good sound sleep. What about your soul? You ain't nervous about your soul? I'm all right. Are you? If your soul is not saved, you're not all right. Huh? You're not all right. Don't fool yourself. One writer said, don't deceive yourself. Huh? Don't lie to yourself. Telling you yourself, I'm all right. You're not all right. Why not all right? Because your soul is still not ready for Jesus. Huh? Still ain't ready for the Lord. How will I know when my soul is ready? Because you have to have the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is a soul dweller. That's when Jesus comes and dwells in your soul. Huh? Come on, saints. You don't want no kind of Holy Ghost that rests on your skin. You want that kind of Holy Ghost get out down in your soul. Huh? You want it deep down in your belly. Huh? My soul cried out. Huh? One writer said, let my soul live. And it'll do what? Praise you. You want that praise to come from way down on the inside. Huh? I just said this morning, she couldn't sing her song. She said, I know the time is running out. But I just want to let the Lord know I praise you, Jesus. Huh? Now, well, I may not be able to get my song out every time. But I can at least let the Lord know I praise you, Jesus. Huh? That's when it's in your soul, right? Huh? It's got to be where in your soul, right? Your giving has got to be in your soul. Huh? Y'all realize when you pay your tithes and your offering, it's got to be where? In your soul. You can't be talking about, I've got a budget. I wonder if I can afford. No. It's got to be in your soul. Huh? You can say, oh, no. Jesus gave me all of this. Huh? And the least that I could do, huh, is be obedient to what he said, right? He brought it in. I owe him. Huh? I owe him. But you're not going to have it. You're not going to have it. It ain't mine to pay it. It's the Lord's. He's the one to take care of me, right? He's the one that provides for me. He pays my light bill. He pays my gas bill. He fixes my car. It ain't that mechanic that fixes your car. It's Jesus. He gets in that mechanic's mind and helps him to see stuff that the computer don't see. Huh? That's the kind of God I serve. You serving another God, he gonna keep on draining your pockets dry. Say, well, we put this on because the computer said that. Car still ain't running right. Put this on, just money going out the window. And if you would have just took it to the Lord first, if you would have just told Jesus about your problem, and I mean just tell him, say, Jesus, you know I need my car to serve you. Not to serve my flesh, but I need my car to serve you. Huh? So that I can come to church, so that I can listen to praise and the word while I'm going from point A to point B. I need my car to serve you. The Lord will make a way for you, saints. Well, I'm not telling you something somebody told me. I'm telling you what I know. I've seen the Lord do it too many times. Stuff break down. The Lord is the only one that can fix it. When you out there trying to fix it yourself, you run your pockets dry. And you be somewhere in the middle of the night crying. Tell me, I ain't got no more money. All this money I'm putting into this old stupid car. is getting on my nerves, this piece of junk. Huh? Huh? Lord, just looking right at you, said, I'm going to laugh at you in your calamitous state. Huh? Why, Jesus? Because you were none of my reproof received. You let that be your priority instead of your soul. Is not life more than that vehicle? Is not life more than the clothes that you put on your back? Is not life more than the food that you put in your belly? Why would we let these things come before Jesus? Huh? Is that the truth? Did you finish reading it? That's truth. Next verse. Yes. Out of the depths of my what?
Out of the depths have I cried.
Yes.
To thee, O Lord.
Yes.
Lord, hear my voice.
Uh huh.
Let thine ears be attentive.
Are y'all noticing the same thing is being said, right?
Yes.
I've got to do my part,
yes. And
Jesus will do his.
Yes.
His ears are ready to open to you, but you got to do your part first. What do I need to do? You need to cry out to the Lord. You need to cry out to the Lord all the time. You can't just let it be a Jesus and then go on about your merry way. You got to let it be a continual Jesus. You got to keep saying Jesus, 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 Jesus. You got to let the Lord know I'm seeking you, Jesus, with everything inside of me, right? Read a little bit more.
It says, out of the depths of our cry unto thee, O Lord, hear my voice.
Yes.
Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication.
That's right. Is that all of it?
Yes.
Now you got on your paper there, Revelation chapter number 3 and verse number 20. Very famous scripture. Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door. So you don't have to wonder where Jesus is at. He's already telling you where he is. He said, behold, I stand at the door and do what? That's everybody. Y'all realize that? That ain't just people seeking the Holy Ghost. That's everybody. Don't you realize you got family members that died? Huh? They died. They died with Jesus still at the door. Huh? Isn't that a beautiful thought? He has no respect of person. He treats everybody the same kind of way. He stands at the door, right? He said, behold, I stand at the door and do what? Nah. Huh? That means anybody can be saved, isn't it?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Anybody can be saved.
Yes.
All the person got to do is do what?
Hear
the Lord's voice.
Uh-huh.
His voice is his word, right?
Yes.
Hear his voice. And do what?
Open the door.
Jesus said, I will come in to him.
And sup with him.
And he with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at these four or three bullet points. Let's look at that verse and break that verse down. First thing, you need to learn how to recognize Jesus. Every voice you hear is not Jesus. Huh? Every piece of advice that you get is not Jesus. You need to recognize when Jesus is talking to you. Huh? Jesus don't give you mixed messages. Huh? When your soul is at stake, Jesus don't focus on nothing else but your soul. Huh? Jesus ain't going to give you a word for how to buy your grapes and your collard greens. Huh? Jesus ain't going to lead you down the aisle to this particular yam. Huh? Not when your soul is at stake. Only thing he focuses on is your soul. Right? Huh? He's not going to tell you this is the best outfit for you while you're walking in Macy's. Huh? No, because it ain't got nothing to do with your soul. He focuses on the real you, right? You need to recognize Jesus, right?
Thank you, Lord.
Recognize Jesus. Do you know when you feel Jesus? Huh? Do you know when you feel him and when you hear him? Huh? Oh, come on, that's a beautiful thought. Huh? Especially when I'm down there calling on his name, I need to know when I feel Jesus. If I ain't feeling him, I need to keep on calling him. Huh? I don't want to make it up while I'm down there, but I want to really feel Jesus. Huh? That's true. Some of you, I don't want you to be in the praise service and don't feel Jesus. You feel the beat. You feel the rhythm. Huh? And some of you were good dancers out there before you got saved. And you just, the music just changed. Because you could cut a step when you was unsaved. You still cut the step. Because if I went to the juke joint or wherever else you used to hang out with before you got saved, you got that same little step, got that same little rhythm, got that same little excitement. And you think you feeling Jesus because we're playing Jesus' music. Huh? Oh, no, 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 no. That ain't that may not be Jesus. I'm not going to tell you that it's not, but I'm going to tell you it may not be Jesus. Usually when the Lord do stuff, you are out of control. Lord will make you look drunk when you ain't had a taste of liquor. Huh? He doesn't even keep you in rhythm most of the time with the beat. It's a rhythm all in your mind. And it's usually in pattern with your mind calling Jesus. So if you call him real fast in your mind, you'll notice the pattern of your body is real fast. If you got a little groan, Jesus, Jesus. Then you notice the pattern of body movement is real slow. Huh? He don't put a rhythm inside of you. And it ain't dictated by no drum. Because the music stop, you still be moving. Huh? Because it be with, be in your soul. Huh? Huh? So you need to learn how to what? Recognize Jesus. You need to recognize when you feel him and when you hear from him. Right? Huh? Next one says, you need to hear Jesus. Listen and submit to his word. Something the Lord is going to say to you in the scriptures that you need to fix. Huh? Especially if you're really trying to receive the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost will tell you stuff that you're doing that you need to stop. It'll tell you stuff that you're feeling that you need to get over. Huh? I know sometimes we think we need to hold on to feelings because they protect us. They cause us not to experience hurt. They say, well, if I let this feeling go, I'm going to leave myself vulnerable. And if I leave myself vulnerable, you may take advantage of me in a way that I don't want anybody to take advantage of. Well, you can't do that with Jesus. You got to take all your guards down with the Lord. Huh? You got to let the Lord make you do things that you wouldn't normally do. Huh? You got to let the Lord make you look ways you wouldn't normally look. Huh? Say, well, Lord, Elder Scudder, normally when I come out, I like to make sure that my hair look good. Well, sometimes when you pray, Lord may make your head go up. You can't say, Jesus. Jesus. That ain't Jesus. That ain't Jesus. You're still in yourself. Huh? But somebody might see my weave. It ain't about your weave. Huh? It ain't about that. You need to focus on Jesus. Huh? You need to get out of yourself. Huh? You need to hear what the Lord is saying to you, right? Huh? You need to hear what Jesus is saying to you. Huh? You need to know what the Lord is speaking to you. And you need to be obedient to Jesus. Sometimes Jesus tells you to shut your mouth. Keep that thought to yourself. Huh? He said, but I just got to share it. Because somebody came to you and said, well, what you thinking about? But you already know what Jesus told you. Yeah. Jesus told you to keep your mouth shut. Right. Keep that thought to yourself. Yeah. But I only told them because they asked. But that's not what Jesus told you. Jesus told you to keep your mouth shut. Right. Huh? Right. You need to hear Jesus when he's talking to you, right? Does that make sense? The next one says you need to do what? Open the door. Huh? That means just to simply say, yes, Lord. Somebody knock on your door, what you say? Yes. Huh? That's what you say. You say, yes. Not unless you're trying to ignore them. They knocking and you don't want them. You hide. Try to act like you don't see them. Try to close the blinds. Huh? Don't do that to Jesus. Don't do that to Jesus. You need the Holy Ghost. You don't have the Holy Ghost, you're not going to be ready to go back with Jesus when he comes. You need to let the Holy Ghost come inside of you and clean it all up. But I ain't going to look the same. Amen. You're not going to look the same. You're not going to be the same. Lord, gonna make you a brand new creature. Huh? Isn't that who you want to be? I want to be a brand new creature, right? I don't want to be the old me. All right. My time is about done. But I want to look at this Cornelius in Acts chapter number 10. This was beautiful when I was looking at this lesson. I'm trying to get a grasp on how to explain when you're talking about my soul, say yes to Jesus. Cornelius is a good example of someone that say yes to the Lord. All right? Now, Cornelius, if you looked in Acts chapter number 10, in verse number 2, you see he feared God without even really knowing who God is. Huh? Isn't that something? He had a respect for the Creator without him even knowing who God is. He knew that there was a supreme being. He just didn't know what his name is. He knew he didn't make himself. He knew he was on an earth that wasn't made by no man. He just didn't know what God's name was. He had a fear of the Almighty God. Does everybody understand that? Next bullet. Verse number 2, you learn he prayed to God in every circumstance of his life. Huh? When he was sick, he said, Lord, you are a healer. Huh? Did he know who God is? No. But he depended on that God to heal his body. When he needed a way made out of no way, he said, God, you're the only one that can make a way for me. Did he know who God is? No. But he knew that there was a power above his ability, right? Do you know that? Do you know that there's a power above your ability? You're limited, right? Next bullet. He saw Jesus coming into him. That's in verse number 3. In other words, that verse, scripture said, while he was down there praying, he said he heard that angel and he saw that angel coming into him. He realized what Jesus wanted to do for him. Huh? Come on, saints. When you're down there tearing for the Holy Ghost, you need to realize what Jesus wants to do to you. What does he want to do? He wants to come into you. Huh? Come on. Don't be satisfied till he come where? Into you, right? Next one. Bullet says his soul was submissive. Well, how do you know his soul was submissive? Because he said, what is it, Lord? In other words, what do you want me to do, Jesus? He was acknowledging when he used that word Lord, he was saying that God was the supreme one, was the master, was the ruler, was the self-existent one. But did he know his name? No. Next one, verse number 8. And this is all from Acts chapter number 10. He was what? He was obedient and he was willing. Whatever was told for him to do, he was obedient. And he was willing. Next bullet said he respected the Lord's spokesman. Jump over to chapter number 10 in verse number 25.
25 says, and as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him.
Yep.
And fell down at his feet and worshiped.
Uh-huh. Isn't that something? In other words, he had respect for the Lord's spokesman. Now, Peter had to respond appropriately. Peter had to let him know, you don't worship me because I'm a man just like you. But that don't mean you ought not to respect who I am. Huh? Do y'all understand that? Huh? He was ready to receive from Jesus. Why? Because he was ready to hear from the Lord's spokesman, right? Isn't that something? See, we got these little foolish ideas. Elder Scott is just a man. He can't tell me what to do. He don't know everything. I know that. I never presented myself as though I know everything. But what I do know, I share with you. What I hear from Jesus, I give it to you. Take it for what it's worth. Either you do it or you don't do it, right? That's your soul, right?
Thank you, Lord.
At the end of the day, that's your soul. At the end of the day, who knows you better than anybody else? You be honest, I've said something to you that only you and Jesus know. And you know it was Jesus talking to you. Because you know I didn't know nothing about it. But yet, whose voice did it come out? It came out of my mouth. Now, it's up to you to just say, oh, amen, Jesus. It's up to you to say, amen, Lord Jesus. Next one, next bullet says, he was out of his self and his flesh. Because he said he's fasting and praying. Where? Where did he fast and pray at? They all got this? That, what verse is that? Verse number 30. Look at verse number 30. Hold up. Where did he was doing this at? So that means his house looked like his church. That lets you know what your house need to look like. Your house need to look like an extension of this church. Amen, Lord Jesus. You can't have no little secret layer. Huh? A little stash. Do you got a stash in here? No. I wouldn't do that in the Lord's house, but you ought not to do it in your house either. Why? Because you need to do this at home. Where does the fasting and praying need to be done at? But that's where all the good food is at, Elder Scudder. That's what means you really need to do some more fasting and some more praying then. Because that's the only way you can learn how to do what? Deny what? Yourself. And who do you want? The Holy Ghost to come in, right? And who's trying to keep the Holy Ghost out? Self. So that's why you need to learn how to deny what? And what the Lord says, if you open up the door. Self is keeping the door shut. But if you open up the door, Jesus, I will come into you, right? Huh? Self is holding Jesus out. Self knows too much. Self is always trying to figure it out. Self is always trying to play the Scooby-Doo detectives. We got a mystery on our hand. And we're going to figure this mystery out. You ain't going to figure out no Jesus. Jesus done told you great is his mystery.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You ain't going to figure out Jesus. You just got to respect him for who he is. Yes. Was Cornelius trying to figure out God? No. He just feared him for being who he is, right? Isn't that something? Do you, when you go outside, don't try to figure out creation. Don't try to figure out why the sun is up there. Just say, amen, Jesus. You get it, Lord.
Yes.
You go to them schools, and they'll be trying to teach you all this stuff. You need to remove yourself from all of that learning and say, it was nobody but Jesus did all of this. Next one. He was recognized by Jesus. Huh? How do you know that? Because the Lord says, your arms will come up and our remembrance where in the sight of the Lord says your prayers are heard. Huh? Now I'm trying to tell you, saints, we serve a prayer answering God. Jesus will answer your prayer, but you've got to stay there. You can't just be jumping up all quick. Talking about I prayed for an hour, stay there. Sometimes you're going to do this all night long. But I'm going to be sleepy. I guarantee you, the Lord will keep you wide open.
Yes, he will.
You'll sleep when your body needs to sleep. Well, what are you talking about, Scudder? See, you move yourself out the way. You let the Lord take control of that body. The Lord know how to give that body energy. Y'all are underestimating who Jesus is. He's the Jesus I made you.
That's right.
In other words, I can keep your eyes open.
Yes,
and you ain't got to have a sip of coffee. Right. The Lord know how to keep you up. He made your body. Does that make sense? All right. Look at the next bullet. He prioritized Jesus. Verse number 33. Look at what he said. Did he delay it? He said, this is more important than anything else. Is having Jesus more important than anything else? You need to do this thing immediately, right? Huh?
Therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come.
Yes.
Now therefore are we all here present before
God. And that's a beautiful thing. Y'all realize this morning, you're sitting here listening to the word. But you may say, well, I just got to, this is what you're preaching on. No. You're in the presence of God Almighty. And the Lord is giving you a word to help your soul say yes. Huh? All you need to do is just tap in and listen to what Jesus is saying to you, right? Next one, verse number 33, says they were ready to hear the word. Huh? Says, now therefore we are all here, present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God, right? Next bullet, this is a beautiful one. Look on verse number 43.
Prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him,
ain't that something? Catch this, saints. Uh-huh. Oh, now, Peter was preaching from 34 down to 43. But then what Cornelius said, through his name, that was all Cornelius needed to hear. Cornelius needed to attach the Almighty God with the name. Huh? And when he said, Jesus is my God, right? Huh? That's all he did. He said, Jesus is my God. The next verse says, while Peter was preaching.
Isn't
that something? See, did it take them long to receive the Holy Ghost? But I'm trying to tell you, they didn't just start seeking Jesus when Peter got there. It was a lot of stuff done behind the scenes. Huh? We were not an overnight thing. Because you remember in verse number 30, he said 4 days ago, I was what? Fasting and praying. Huh? Did Peter tell him he needed to fast and pray? He had a focus. He said, I wanted to receive what I saw coming into me. Huh? Huh? He wanted to receive what he saw in that vision coming into him. That was in verse number 3. That vision in verse number 3. He saw the Lord doing what coming into him. And he wanted the Lord to come in. And when Peter said, the name is the key. The name is the key. What do you need to do with that name? You need to believe in that name. Is that what verse number 43 say? Believe in that name. Don't accept counterfeit. Believe what? In that name. Huh? And while Peter was preaching, Peter really didn't have to say nothing else. Peter gave him everything that he needed to hear. Because while Peter said, well, I got to finish up this sermon. Cornelius said, it's time for me to receive the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You gave me everything I need to hear. Yes, while Peter was preaching, Cornelius was saying, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Right. All in his seat. Right. Huh? Hey. All in his seat. He was saying, Jesus. Uh-huh. And while Peter was preaching, the Holy Ghost did what? Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, huh, and do what? Open up the door. Jesus, I'll come in, right? And sure enough, the Lord did what? He came right on me. And the Peter had to stop. Peter said, oh, we need to get these brothers down in the water. In the name of Jesus Christ. Them Jews said, how are you going to baptize them? Seeing as though they had a Gentile, Peter said, how can we forbid them water? For we heard them speak in tongues, the same as we, right? Isn't that something? Then he commanded them to be baptized, how? In the name of the Lord, saints. So we thank the Lord for his word. Let your soul say yes to Jesus. Let your soul say yes to the Lord. Stop delaying. Stop putting it off. It's top priority. Let your soul say yes to the Lord. Follow the pattern that is laid out in Scripture. If you're not doing that, your soul is not saying yes. You're not doing it. Say, well, Scott, I got a couple of the check marks. Do the rest of them. You got to have them all. Because having them all, that's what works. If it didn't work, the Lord wouldn't have put it in the book. He put it in the book because he tried to teach you and I that it works. Huh? It works. It works. Cry out to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord. Good times, cry out to the Lord. Bad times, cry out to the Lord. When you're feeling good, cry out to the Lord. When you're feeling bad, cry out to the Lord. Why? Because priority number one is your what? Is your soul. Remember, where's your body going? Back to the dirt. Dust thou art, and dust you shall return. But the question is, where will your soul be? All right? Church, you got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart that you may.